Hey punters, and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 21. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall for the culmination of the Caulfield Carnival. Joel, and that means it's BMW Caulfield Cup Day.
Yeah, exciting day lies ahead. A few smallish sort of fields, but and we couldn't even get a capacity field for the Caulfield Cup. Much talk about horses, just struggling to get a run, and as it is, we end up one short of capacity, but certainly an intriguing race, and the usual question marks. You usually get these sort of leading to a Melbourne Cup, but this year the Caulfield Cup with vet reports obviously surrounding about Bonneval, she was the early favourite, I think. It was favourite a couple of weeks ago, not favourite anymore, but obviously vets will check her out to see whether she takes her place. And we do have a heavily backed favourite now after his run last week in Johannes Vermeer. So it'll be interesting to see whether he can repeat off a 7-day backup.
Well, I think he can, and Winning Post readers who will pick up Daryl Shearer's track report from Flemington, very glowing about the work of Bonneval on Thursday. So no sign of soreness as far as the eagle eye of Daryl was concerned. Interesting see if the stewards are going to say any different. It could, with the trainer adamant that the horse is sound, it could end up another Universal Prince, Joel. We certainly hope not.
No, exactly. I think even Murray Baker said this week, it might just be her gait. That's, the vets are sort of looking at and going, well, not 100%. But obviously the vets are there to do their job, and they will make the call based on whatever they think, not what the trainer thinks. So it will be interesting to see whether she takes her place. Obviously, she's also backing up from last week.
The Caulfield meeting begins with a 3-year-old filly's plate, but we will take you right through the black type, which starts in race 2, and that is the Polytrack Gothic Stakes. 1,400 3-year-old colts and geldings at listed level, set weights and penalties.
I've gone with the unbeaten Octobello here, number 5 from the Mick Price yard, a son of Piero. Mick Price was glowing in his post-race report after he won a good price at Flemington first up. Runner-up Black Sail came out and ran a really good second yesterday at Caulfield behind Temple of Bell, who's now the second Oaks favourite. So I think that we can put a bit of trust in that form, and gone his way, I think, at $10, $11. Good each-way bet to beat 3 Eclair Sunshine. Scratched from last week's Caulfield Guineas. His Guineas Prelude run was very good. Prior to that, second to Royal Symphony, so certainly has the right form lines. 4 Icon of Dubai. Just got a bit too far back. Did pull up the slow recovery at Flemington last start. Blinkers on a high chaparral, I always respect that. And 2 in for 4th, Beau Guest, comes down from Sydney on the back of some good consistent performances.
I'm with you, Octobello, number 5 to beat 3 Eclair Sunshine for 3rd. I've got number 1 Snitzer Peg, and for 4th, the stablemate to Octobello, Lord Sundowner. Race 3, New Zealand Bloodstock Ethereal Stakes, 3-year-old fillies, Group 3 set weights and penalties over 2,000 metres.
Well, Darren Weir had a lightly raced filly in this race last year that should have won, Tiamo Grace, and she went on to win the Wakeful. And I think Teodora, similar sort of mould, this filly, really bred to stay by Teofilo out of a sister to Monaco Consul, of course, won a Victoria Derby, and she's impressed both starts, Ararat and Bendigo. This is obviously another level. She's got to keep doing it in her first prep, but I've gone her way. Number 12 to beat one More Honey comes through strong races in Sydney. She was finishing off okay in the flight. I think the extra distance will be fine for her. Number 6, Pino, who won the Oaks trial at that Flemington midweek meeting. It was a good, strong win there too. And 5, Hiyam. Good effort in the manifold behind Bring Me Roses.
Gone for one at a bit of odds here. Number 13, the impressive last start winner, State of Play, for Gerald Ryan and Craig Williams. To beat 12, Teodora. 4, Speedway. And 6, Pino. Race 4 is the Ladbrokes Classic, previously known as the Caulfield Classic, previously known as the Norman Robinson Stakes. So this one is, you'd say it's the Colts division of the Ethereal. These ones heading for the Derby instead of the Oaks, but there is in fact a filly in this, Sweet Mischief, trained by Tony McAvoy with the Magic Man on board. But all the focus pretty much is around the two New Zealand breds, Main Stage and Tavistock Abbey, although the top two, Tangled and Cliff's Edge, are also well in the betting job.
Yeah, interesting. That was a smallish sort of field, and Tony McAvoy's filly wouldn't have got a run in the Ethereal, so he's thrown her in the mix here to get a run. Look, I've gone with Tangled, tipped him in the Spring Champion. I think he should have won. Ace High, look, he was brave and he kicked and just kicked too well, but at a key point, Tangled was held up behind the 100-1 shot and just lost a length or two. As I said, at a key stage when he needed to get moving, Black Shin got him through the inside after that, and he really picked up well. Just didn't quite get there. I think he'll be hard to beat on Saturday from four main stage. That was a super win at Flemington. Saddle shifted, came from last, and it was just a strong performance. Tavistock Abbey comes through the Derby trial. Obviously, he beat main stage, so that form has well and truly worked out. And three, Esterark gets the blinkers on. He wasn't bad behind main stage, and maybe the blinkers will sharpen him up.
Main stage for me, number four from seven, Tavistock Abbey. Two, Cliff's Edge, and one, Tangled. Race 5 is the Priceline Pharmacy Kunji Cup, 2,000 metres, a Group 3 handicap.
Yeah, well, look, the Epsom handicap's usually the right form for this race, and the one horse that was entered who came through the Epsom didn't accept, so sort of had to redo the form on this race, and I've gone with one coming through Sydney form in number 5, Spectroscope. I think he is looking for a track with a little bit of give in it. I'm not sure whether we're going to get that on Saturday or not. A little bit of rain around Victoria late this week, but it'll probably still be reasonably firm. But in any case, he should run well. He just got too far back in the Hill Stakes. It was a race that was never going to be run to suit the two leaders up on top of the speed. Two fit in-form horses fought that finish out. He was placed at Newcastle in the Cameron before that. So we'll go 5 Spectroscope to beat 2 Turn It Around. He ran super in the Toorak last week. On the quick backup, extra distance will be fine for him. 1 Assign was okay in the Turnbull. Obviously going to find this a bit easier when Hugh Bowman links up with the Williams camp. They usually go very close. And 11 Wheel Leisure has come back unbeaten this prep. Good win last time out.
With you, with Spectroscope, number 5 for second, I've got 8 Samovar, 10 Kiwi R for third, and 11 Wheel Leisure for fourth. Wrapping up the early quad on Caulfield Cup Day is race 6, the Ladbrokes Moonga Stakes, Group 3 for 4 years old and up, 1400 metre handicap.
Going with number 5, Ullman. Didn't think he was too bad first up in the Gilgai Stakes. Wasn't a lot of pace on paper in that race. He was sort of never really going to be a race that suited him. He was in behind them. I thought his last sort of 50 metres was okay. He wasn't savaging the line, but he wasn't losing any ground. 1400 suits him much better. He'll be fitter and he can get a nice stalking trip from that gate. So I've gone number 5, Ullman, to beat 10 Eckstein, who I was with at Flemington last start. Bit of a strange run. She was shortly after turning, you knew your money was gone. She looked like she was going backwards, and her last 100 metres she was actually hitting the line again. So She'll be a bit fitter. She goes in for second. Another mare goes in for third, Danish Twist, who's already been well found in early markets. She ran a really good race this day last year in the Tristark. And in for fourth, a number 6, Grand Rosso, who's going well. Back from the Group 1, Rupert Clark. May have just been a little bit tough, but he was a good winner prior.
Yeah, Grand Rosso, for me, very good record at 1400 until that Rupert Clark run. To beat 11, Danish Twist, 5, Ullman. And my roughie of the day can't get in the winning post roughies panel at the moment, even though it's going like a you-know-what. But it would have been number 9, St. Valorum, listeners. So just imagine the I told you so's that are going to be banded around the winning post office on Monday if that's the only one that gets up. Or if that gets up, another roughie, none of the roughies get up. Race 7 at Caulfield on Saturday. First leg of the main quaddie, Harrods Caulfield Sprint. A Group 2 handicap over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, interesting race this year with, mares and the three-year-olds.
It's a bit, it's a fairly cheap Group 2 as it's turned out, probably.
Yeah, so it's a race that's really set up, just there for the taking for, as I said, either the three-year-old or some of those nice mares down the bottom. And I've got number 8, Snitty Kitty, and reckon hoping she can take that step to a reasonably soft Group 2. She was very good first up, just picked off where she left off last prep. She ran good splits early, took an easy lead, and yeah, this is tougher, obviously. But she drops to 53 kilos, she's on her home track, she's building a lovely record. We don't know the ceiling to her, and I think she'll be very hard to beat. From 10 property, three-year-old, obviously plenty of upside, never run poorly. His only miss was a fifth in the Blue Diamond, which was certainly a a pass mark. Number 7 in for third, Sweet Sherry, comes back from the Moya first up. She'll be fitter for that. She was only 2.5 lengths off the winner. And 9 Super 2 has any amount of speed, as we saw on Moya night. In the restricted 9.55, it's just whether she can keep going against this better opposition. So, yeah, I'm going down the bottom, and they're the only four I'll be going in my quaddy, 8, 10, 7, 9.
Yeah, I got 3 of those four, starting with number 7, Sweet Sherry, to beat 9, Super 2. For third, I have got in number 5, a Badajoz, and for fourth, number 10, Property. The big one is the second leg of the quaddie. It is race 8, BMW Caulfield Cup. It's worth $3 million. It is a 2,400 metre handicap, where the toppy has only 56 kilos, John.
Yeah, well, I've certainly changed my mind a few times in the last week or so. Humidor was my long range pick, and I was off him, and then I was back on him, and I've ended up honing in on the Winx form, because we just see that form hold up in the races that she doesn't compete in so often. The form of Winx just holds up. So I've gone the Turnbull form, but I've got 7 Ventura Storm to beat 1 Humidor. So the same way they ran across the line in the Turnbull, Ventura Storm has just been ticking over beautifully. Every run has suggested that this sort of race would be within his grasp. He was good first up with the big weight. Unlucky in the Maccabi Diva, virtually never tested, but ran well and was good in the Turnbull. D. Oliver, great record in the Caulfield Cup. Nice draw, 54 kilos. I think he ticks plenty of boxes, and he's value to it around $12. So I'm with 7 to beat number 1, Humidor. The one box he has to tick is the 2,400 metres. I've always been a fan of his and thought that he could run that sort of trip. He did run second in the BMW. He was a long way off the winner, Jamaica, and there was a few tired netties in behind him. So probably sort of a little bit inconclusive, that 2,400 metre run, but he's his own worst enemy at times too. A little gear change for Darren Weir might get him on the straight and narrow. 11 in for third, Bonneval, and 9 Inference for fourth. Those two come out of the Caulfield Stakes. Certainly Johannes Vermeer beat them home and was the flashing light run, and he's a chance as well, but I thought Inference and Bonneval were both good, and they make up my top four, but gone Ventura Storm each way.
Yeah, I'm with Johannes Vermeer. As you said, a real flashing light run the way he finished off that 2,000 metre Ladbrokes Stakes. He's only run over the 2,400 the once and got beaten, ran second in a small field. Prepared to overlook that. It's certainly the way he finished off that last race, and certainly the way he's bred and the way he's trained, you would expect him to get 2,400. Out here without a worry in the world. He's the first runner, as I've written in Best Bets this week, the first Aidan O'Brien runner to have more than one run in an Australian campaign. Previously, he's just targeted those the big three races, targeted them first up, only ever won one of them, of course, that being Adelaide. Then you've had you had Marla, his first ever Australian runner, ran a place, and that year his main hope actually had to be scratched as soon as O'Brien arrived. Was a bit scratchy after work. That was a horse called Scorpion, who I think was the top weight for the Melbourne Cup and was quite well fancied. So it's interesting that he's running Johannes Vermeer a second time out here. There's nothing wrong with backing up a week from the Caulfield Stakes or the Herbert Barron of the Caulfield Cup. Horses do it and win, most recently Mongolian Khan. Similar run in the Caulfield Stakes and then backed up and won the Caulfield Cup. Johannes Vermeer, we don't think of these Aidan O'Brien or European horses backing up, but he has backed up once after a week and won a Group 1, and he's backed up another time after 11 days and also won. So I think really he ticks all the boxes and should give Aidan O'Brien his first success in this race. For second, number 11, Bonneval. For third, number 2, Marmelo, working the house down at Werribee. We've heard all that before. But what does happen in the Caulfield Cup on previous occasions is that it's never the most fancied overseas horse that wins. It's usually the second or third. So just for a bit of insurance, I'll be putting Marmelo in my quaddie. And for fourth, number 1, Humidor. And in fact, I will be chucking a couple of others in the quaddie, and notably Ventura Storm and Inference. That is the Caulfield Cup. The third leg of the quaddie on Caulfield Cup Day is race 9, the Schweppes Tristark Stakes. Over 1,400 metres. There's a couple of very classy ones. This is for 4 years old and up, mares at Group 2 level. Set weights and penalties. And there's a couple of classy ones right up the top there. down from Sydney, Joel, and the Sydney mares have dominated this race in recent years.
Yeah, it's a really good renewal of this race too, and as you said, the Sydney mares, the form does usually prove just a little bit too good for those down here. I'm with a Sydney mare. I'm with number 13, Shillelagh, who's been tipped by a few people. I see his value bet in the best bets for both Brendan Tupper and David Gately. $26 went up yesterday afternoon. I think she's around 14 or 15 now, which is probably a right price. She's a good mare when right. She's much better on top of the ground than she is on wet tracks. She's a mare that's had bad luck on a number of occasions throughout her career, including this race last year. I think Zach Purton was in the saddle, just about put over the running rail, met with some bad interference. She then went to the Flemington Cup Carnival and ran a really good second. She got a Group 3 win in the autumn at Hawkesbury. Her first up run was good, typically luckless early in the straight, and then hit the line well. She got a really good second up record. So happy to play her each way, Shillelagh, number 13, from 7, Savannah Amore, a favourite of mine. Didn't have her to win last start, as I did the start before, but she won again, and she's going to be double figures again, so I certainly won't be jumping off. I'll be having a saver on her. Number 1, Fox Play in for 3rd, back from the boys, Warwick Stakes, George Main, Epsom, easy form lines to like, and 15 in for 4th, Sold for Song. Was good first up in that Gilguy. Admittedly, that Gilguy Stakes perhaps didn't have the depth as it normally does, and it was a bit of a funny race, but she ran well, and she usually does run well. She just struggles to win a little bit with her pattern, but backing Shillelagh each way here.
Fox Play for me on the mug in Best Bets, who hasn't got Shillelagh on top. Indeed, hasn't got her in my top four, but
it is that sort of race.
We'll be having her in the quaddy. Yeah, so 1 Fox Play to beat, 8 now or later, 16 Swampland, and 15 Sold for Song. Race 10 takes us out on Caulfield Cup Day. It is the Carlton Draft Alinghi Stakes, 1,100 metres for fillies and mares at listed level, set weights and penalties.
Yeah, and another Sydney mare that's going to be really well found is number 3, Nieta. She is a pretty warm favourite, I think around the $2.80 mark, which is perhaps a little bit short, but I think she's going to be a deserved favourite come jump time. Going to be really hard to beat. She's a talented mare. She never won it. Stakes level, hence she's pretty well in at the weights according to her handicap rating. She's been chasing home Red Zell and in her time, which is the best of sprinting form at the moment. So she's hard to beat, number 3, Nieta, from 1, Furyk, who had no luck first up. Excuses last time. She needs to put it together now, third up, no excuses, Saturday. 12, Private Lounge, I think, is one with a bit of upside. She's 2 from 3 and ran well in the defeat with a big weight. Interesting to see how she resumes. And 9, Crystal Fountain, hasn't put a foot wrong, 4 from 4 to date. So she's got to be respected for the multiples.
Yeah, and I've got Crystal Fountain on top. Obviously, it needs to step right up here to be giving... in fact, it's probably a pretty silly tip, giving Nieta... only getting a kilo off Nieta and... thinking you're going to win, but Nieta, I mean, my only queries is does she need a wetter track than it's going to be?
Yeah, that's a good query, and you know, her first up run was just okay. The shorts run was pretty good, a length and a half off Red Zell, and then again the other day, just okay, and she's a mare that's usually super genuine, super honest, but as I said, she's been running against the boys in good company. So, but yeah, you do raise a good point. Hard firm ground would be a little bit of a query.
Anyway, Crystal Fountain to beat Nieta, 9 to beat 3 from 8, Concealer, and 1, Furyk. My best is the Cup favourite, race 8, number 3, Johannes Vermeer. And my value bet is going to be going against your best, I think, Joel. Mine is race 7, number 7, Sweet Sherry.
Yeah, well, I've gone Snitty Kitty as my best, just because, you know, that was the race that I thought was pretty winnable and I could narrow down to 3 or 4 chances. But as I said, I'll be taking those 4 bottom ones all in my quaddie, but she is my best. Snitty Kitty, and my value is Shillelagh, race 9.
Well, right, well, after all the excitement of the Everest, and congratulations to all concerned, because I think everyone, even the narcs, naysayers, and negative Nellies, would have to say that it all went off pretty well, and it went off pretty well for Caulfield too, with turnover well up, crowd healthy, and crowd fantastic, of course, at Randwick, and turnover incredible on that race. We still have some black type action there. This is the Tats Club meeting, and there's 3 black type races. First of them is race 4, The crowd, the fields, mind you, do drop away, which was a bit of a relief for space purposes as far as winning post was concerned. And none more so than the first of the black type races, which is race four, the City Tattersalls Club Cup, 2400 metre listed race that has attracted just the six entrants, Joel.
Yeah, sort of.
One of which is 200-1.
Yeah, a little bit of a ho-hum stakes race, but Al Ward is a nice progressive horse. The only defeat he's had this prep was when he was coming back in distance and going up in weight. He's won his past couple well. I expect him to win again with 53 kilos. From three, Admiral Jallo, Mr. Consistency this time in. He'll get away with one of these soon, and it may well be Saturday. Five, Social Elements, coming through the classes nicely. Lightly raced runner, and number one, Destiny's Kiss, next best. Will be suited if they get a little bit of the rain that they're forecasting.
Race six at Royal Randwick on Saturday is the Southern Cross Group Brian Crowley Stakes, a listed 1,200 metre event for three-year-olds.
Going with number three, Goodfella. He was really good second up, 1,100 to 1,400. They rode him aggressively. He wasn't able to get in, but they certainly put him in the race. He was three wide, no cover. And geez, he was tough, just kept on fighting. Back to 1,200, but he's drawn well. I'm sure they'll be aggressive with him again. He should be rock hard fit. So I've gone his way to beat number one, Single Bullet. Relegated him to second spot again, which he's filled both runs this time in, chasing home Viridane. Four, Elberman, they've tried to get him to settle and restrained him out the back both runs. He's run on well both times, his last two starts, and five, Malahat, in for four.
And the Group 3 race at Randwick on Saturday is race seven for the mares over 1,200. It is the ICD Nivison.
Yeah, well, interesting makeup for this field, because we've got the two Ronnie Quinton mares who have been dominant through the Golden Pendant and the Angst, running 1-2. I speak of Daisy Doom and Dixie Blossoms, and he runs them here. Both drop from the 1600 to the 1200 with a view to getting them to the Meyer Classic in their best condition. So, you know, the option was there, I guess, to split them up and bring one down to Caulfield. But, yeah, that's the query. That brings them back to the field a little bit. But in saying that, I'm with number three, Daisy Doom. So I was with her, jumped off, went to Dixie, and now I'm back to Daisy, and hopefully we can be three from three doing that and going the right way. But she's drawn well, and I think coming back in distance won't be as big a problem for her, because the 1600 was always going to be that little bit of a query. So I've gone three, Daisy Doom, to beat four, Nancy. I think this is a race they've targeted. Dee Brown down from Brisbane to ride for the Snowden camp. They usually go well when they team up together. She's a mare that hasn't had the best of luck on occasions. Six in for third, Diddums. Really impressive first up. Only in benchmark grade, but she's come back in good order. She was a Group 3 winner last prep. And Dixie Blossom's number two in for fourth.
And your best and value bets come up earlier on the program, so take us through those.
Race two, number six, Chaonic, is my best. I think he'll win on Saturday. He'll come down for the Carbine Club Stakes and will take a stack of beating. Chris Waller knows how to target that race, and I think he's had this in mind with this horse for a long time out. He was a bit stiff to be beaten on debut, lack of pace, but he ran well and then was a big winner last start. So yeah, I think he'll win and win well. And my value is Dagny, again from the Chris Waller Yard, race five, number nine. Both runs back have been really good against the boys. She's yet to win against the males, apart from when she won her maiden. But I think she can break that little hoodoo on Saturday, because she's going well. A bit of sting out of the track will suit nicely too.
All right, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. And speaking of small fields, they got just the 63 acceptors across the eight races on Saturday. But James Jordan is his gems that you can get in winning post. James Jordan from racing.com. Got all three last week, and would probably be a fair chance to get all three this week given the small fields. Paul Richards, our chief Adelaide tipster, his best is race seven, number one, Jim's Journey. Third up here gets to 1950 metres with a 2 kilo claim from Dylan Kibosh. Hit the line strongly once he got clear second up, just missed there. Richo feels Jim can go one better on Saturday, and his value bet, race six, number one, Model Dragon, not at a huge price, only the $4. Also Dylan Kibosh, this one from Philip Stokes, also hit the line strongly once clear, but that was first up, has 1, 2 of 3, second up, and is 2 from 2 on the Parks track. Doombin, by stark contrast, Joel, what with Ipswich getting washed out on Wednesday, fields are massive.
Yeah, huge fields, track heavy. I think as we speak, it'll probably get back to soft with, I think, fine weather Bisavo and Friday, but they are tipping rain Saturday. So if we get that, I might just head back into the heavy rain. So certainly I think we'll be waiting till scratchings before we step in. But wait till late in the day for my best and value. I've made my best bet Boasting. Tough three-year-old race with plenty of chances, but I think she could be pretty smart, this filly. Race 8, number 13, she's a daughter of Bradbury's Luck. Michael Carl's been aboard both times. She was good on debut. They weren't expecting much. She was 100-1, but she ran really well. Then she went to Bow Desert, and I don't think she beat much, but it was just a huge performance. She was out the back, that took off at the 500, sustained the run, one ease down with her ears pricked by three. This is obviously tougher, but I think she's going places, so we'll step in and try and take a decent price while it's on offer. And my value was in the last, a race 9, number 5, Sentimental Prince. Again, a race with a few chances, but he can improve off the first up run. 1,600 suits, don't think the wet's a problem. Even though his records suggest he's better on top of the ground, his soft track runs have been good and in races that haven't suited. So he can improve at a bit of odds. Michael Carl to ride both of them. So maybe have a bit of a look at the jockey challenge for him, because he's got a few other nice rides.
In the West, the chairs and tables are in place, the lawns are manicured, the beer is cold, and the Bay Maries are warming up as we head over to Ascot for opening day. And there is indeed a Group 3 race, and quite a good quality Group 3 race over 1400 metres, race 7 at Ascot on Saturday. It's the Crown Perth Northerly Stakes. We see several horses that we are familiar with in the eastern states, including Disposition and Chocolate Holic. We've got the WA Derby winner Gatting resuming. Would he be expected to need the run? And Greg Hooper, our chief Perth correspondent, is going with Willie Pike. So you'll get the unders. Opting for Cosmic Storm over a plethora of other choices. And has been stuck mainly with mares races in the last couple of seasons, but according to Greg, now looks ready to take the next step and flies fresh. That is race 7, number 8, Cosmic Storm, to beat 4, Disposition, 5, Whispering Brook, and 12, Silverstream. Greg's best at Ascot is race 2, number 1, Unlucky Last Start, beaten favourite Pinzu, and his value bet race 5, number 3, Bangalore, also huge in defeat last start, just needs to get away with them. Earlier in the day, Joel, across the Tasman, they are racing at Rotorua and Ashburton.
Yep, Rotorua is the main meeting, but a couple of nice races down the south at Ashburton as well. The Group 3 feature at Rotorua sees my best bet to go around, and that is Splurge, race 7, number 4. He built a really good record. He came across to Brisbane in the winter with a decent reputation, but wasn't able to show his best. He was high in the markets first up, disappointed, and then again, second up, just didn't show his best. So he's back home, he's trialled well, he'll be hard to beat first up. And my value bet is Tatty Boggler, race 3, number 7. A promising sword. All three runs last prep were good, built up to that maiden win at third start, trial nicely leading into this. And at Ashburton, my best is Heart of Courage, race 10, number 11, a brother to Doncaster winner Triple Honour, can break through for the maiden win, second run back from a spell. And my value bet is Good to Go, race 2, number 5, good return from this bloke, and second up from a spell should run you a nice race at each way odds.
That takes care of a big day of racing, a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Friday night, they head onto the turf track at Pakenham for the first of the night meetings there at racing.com park. So don't miss your winning post. We've got the form for that, as well as, of course, the Friday daytime. Saturday, Sunday, where the highlight is, of course, Godolphin Seymour Cup Day at Seymour, race 7. And there, Joel, you've found one for us at double figure odds.
Yes, that's Radipole.
Yep.
From the Moroni team. Yeah, he was good. It was sort of what we've seen of him. He's sort of been a progressive sort. He won that race at Caulfield really well. They gave him a bit of a freshen up, and 1400 metre stakes race, chasing home the answer, my friend, last start, I think was just the sort of run that he needed, and he'll strip much fitter. I think he can cause a bit of an upset, certainly respecting Ecuador. He was my tip for the Cranbourne Cup last week, and they've scratched him, and we see him go around over the shorter distance at Seymour. He'll go to the front and take plenty of catching, so maybe a saver on the Quinella there.
Okay, well, don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. Just $5, all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. All your favourite features as well. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend, and at the severe risk of going too hard on a Lloyd Williams favourite, Joel, I'm going for the Cup favourite, and that is race 8, number 3 at Caulfield on Saturday, Johannes Vermeer.
All right, and I'll go Randwick, race 2, number 6, Kaonic.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next time on the Preview Podcast.